You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When you think of Muslims in film, what image comes up? The Arabic-speaking bomber? Perhaps the woman cloaked in black being yelled at by a man? Or maybe the Libyan terrorists who chased down Doc Brown in Back to the Future?
Work hard, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? The Libyans!
Holy sh**!
Back in 2003, the Annals of the American Academy of Political and Social Science published a study of Arab-Muslim portrayals in Hollywood movies. Out of 900 films, only a dozen had a positive portrayal. But what if more Muslims made the films? If there were more Arab or Muslim directors, screenwriters, actors, would that make a difference? The Islamic Scholarship Fund in Berkeley says, absolutely. It grants scholarships to young Muslims wanting to get into journalism, politics, TV, and film. And recently it launched the American Muslim Storytellers Project to, quote, counter the current rhetoric around Muslims. I spoke with Executive Director Hamid Rezapour and Project Manager Michael Morgenstern in studio.
Generally speaking, in the Muslim community, over 90% of the students either go into engineering, healthcare, so medical school, dental school, and business, so econ majors. So outside of that, that literally represents 90% of the Muslim community. Less than 3% of them go into the fields of liberal arts and humanities and social sciences.
Why?
I think it has two main reasons. One is that it's culturally not understood. So if you go to your parents at the age of 14, 15, 16, you're in high school, and maybe you like to be a journalist, and you go to your parents and have that conversation about not going to medical school and possibly going to journalism school, you're not going to get a lot of support at home, because we tend to, as a community, we tend to think about income-producing fields and fields that we understand to be stable and provide an income for your family. And that's kind of the main reason is if you, again, go to your parents and say, I want to be a writer, they don't really even understand what that means. Like, what are you going to do when you wake up in the morning? Just go write somewhere?
And that comes also, I think, from it's an immigrant experience as
Correct.
Well, where a lot of the Muslim community, you know, are coming from other countries where maybe these fields of journalism and law and politics are not, you know, glamorous, perhaps, or not lucrative, at least.
Correct. You tend to have that starving artist type of mentality towards it.
So then what do you do? Do you have conversations with families? How do you get these students and their families on board to get into these fields
right.
that they're not used to?
We go to local communities, and we have this kind of parent youth education program, so where we invite the youth and their parents to come to these programs, and we invite professionals in the fields that we are trying to showcase. So professional filmmakers and writers and journalists and academicians and politicians, we bring professionals to the table, and they talk about what they do. They talk about how they got their roadmap to success, and it creates a bit of a role model for our community. This is another thing that we don't have. We don't have journalist role models, certainly not enough of them. And so when the parents see someone who is professionally successful, then they start to get a little more comfortable with the idea of their son or daughter going into these fields.
What do you think the effect is then of somebody who took the scholarship, studied TV or film? What is the intended goal? What is the effect that you think will happen?
Ultimately, the goal is to really have the level of awareness that's necessary in our community that these are very important fields. Our community has to understand that in order for us to have some say in our own future, to have some say in building our own image, to have some say in the political process and the entire spectrum of the American tapestry, we have to be involved in these professions and have representation. So ultimately, we'd like to have more Muslim filmmakers in the world, and we'd like to have more journalists so that they can tell our stories. And this is certainly part of the reason we partnered up with Michael and his program.
All right. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
So tell me about your project then.
Mm-hmm. So we launched a crowdfunded grant. Mm-hmm. The money goes to people telling American Muslim stories. So anyone can apply with any type of video or media project.
What kind of stories are you hearing about so far?
We've heard a lot of stories. We've heard stories about refugees, stories about living in America in places like the South, in the North. We've gotten stories from American Muslims. We've gotten stories from non-Muslims who are making documentaries about Muslims. We've gotten stories about religion, stories about relationships, stories about death. Some of the stories, other than the fact that the characters are Muslim and that the culture is Muslim, are everyday stories about living, which is really heartening to see that people just want to tell stories of dealing with family issues through the lens of being Muslim.
So it's going to be hard to pick.
It's been hard to pick. It's been very difficult.
Dr.
Can I
Hamid?
Add something here? I think this, at the core, these stories will, if told properly, we think that they will simply humanize the Muslim community, mm-hmm. that people realize that we're just part of this larger tapestry and we're no different than anyone else. We have our own concerns with social issues and kids' education and things of that nature. And it's this humanization process that starts to kind of tie into what Michael said about, you know, humanizing and normalizing our community.
Are you optimistic that this will change in your lifetime, in our kids' lifetime? Because Muslims are not new to this country.
Right.
Muslims have been here for decades, if not centuries.
Centuries, yeah.
And this is 2017, and we're still talking about normalizing the Muslim. So where's your optimism level right now?
As strange as this may sound, I'm extremely optimistic. In fact, I'm more optimistic today than I was 2 years ago. Mm. And I think because we're getting close to a tipping point, I think the Muslim community is just beginning to wake up. And I think this whole chain of events has really helped stimulate our growth and our realization of what we need to do and how active we need to be in the public sector to eventually change the hearts and minds.